Hello there, this is David and the dog, and I'm out walking. And it's getting about 12 o'clock this evening. And earlier, when we came out with the dog, it started pissing down with rain. We get these spring storms here in Catalonia, and when it rains, it comes down in sheets. And if you're not careful, you get completely soaked. Well, we just about managed to get back home before we did get drenched, so. Anyway, so I'm back out again now, and wouldn't you know, but there's not a cloud in the sky, and all I can see is stars all over the place. Pretty sweet. Well, that's the thing, after it's been raining, it kind of clears the air and makes it all sort of extra clear, doesn't it? So that's what we've got now. And my dog doesn't like the storms. When the storms arrive, what happens is she gets all sort of jumpy and skittish, and she starts looking for a place where she can go and hide. Usually in our walk-in closet, because there's no windows in there, and she can go in there and just cower. She's a bit of a scaredy cat where storms are concerned, but then a lot of dogs are. She's a bit of a scaredy cat about most things, actually, but well, we'll not say too much about that, because she had an owner before I had her who was very bad to her and turned her into a scaredy cat. So that's what we have to put up with some people that are bad to animals. So there you go. And talking about being bad to animals, I've, on my walks with my dog, found abandoned dogs. There was a really nice boxer dog that we found recently. It was, poor thing was starving. He'd been out on the road a couple of days, because we saw him the day before and we thought it was belonging to one of the neighbours as we go past, and it wasn't him after all. But we saw him again, and I was able to coax him back to the house and feed him up with some food, and had to ring up the local police and get him looked after, so. And they'd come and looked after him, so we did our duty. And then there was the two puppies that I found. Oh, goodness me, these puppies are so cute. I could have kept one of them. Couldn't have managed to keep two of them, but, oh, they were so cute. I'd imagine by now they're quite big dogs, but, oh, they were cute. I'm such a softie, really, I am. Anyway, so I've been at work today at the campsite, and of course, because the weather hasn't been great, there hasn't been many people there. And I do say and an awful lot. I wish I didn't do it, but still. So at the campsite, it was just a case of checking a few people in today and checking a couple of people out and dealing with the electricity problems that we always have there, because the electrics at the campsite are a bit sort of World War II-ish sort of thing, really, you know. Well, not quite that bad, really, because they haven't got a fuse anymore, but they've got circuit breakers, but they keep sort of jumping. You think about it, when you have a circuit breaker, or a set of circuit breakers, you want the one circuit breaker, which is serving one of the users, to jump before the next circuit breaker along the line, which is the one that serves, say, that's 12 circuit breakers in the box altogether, before that one goes. So you want that to be of a higher value. And then you have another circuit breaker further in the system. In fact, there's even another one after that. And quite often, when someone does something daft by plugging in too many things at the campsite, the whole bloody lot of circuit breakers go all at one time, and puts the electric out for everybody else, and not just for the one person that did the bad deed with the circuit breakers, or their caravan and camping, or whatever they've been doing. So it makes life interesting. Gives us something to do anyway, doesn't it? Now, tomorrow, I've got a day off, and I'm looking forward to it. Can't remember what I did last week on my day off. I think I did a bit of fiddling and twiddling, as per usual. But tomorrow, I think I should be making a video of some sort or other. Now, most of this last week, I've been messing about with my new phone, and I'm really sort of falling in love with it, because it's brilliant. An application called Draft is very, very similar in functionality to the one that I was using on the iOS devices. Still have it on my iPad, of course, called Draft. And basically you can put a bit of text in there, and then you can send it to one place and then send it to another place, and you can have it from doing multiple purposes. And it's very good. And this one I found, this new one on, for using Android, works very well, and I've been able to send it to a Blogger blog. I've been able to send it to a WordPress blog, a self-hosted one. and I've used it to send a tweet, and I probably can send it to Facebook as well if it comes to it as well. So I'm really quite delighted to be able to have that same functionality with Draft as I had with Drafts. I've just gone all singular, that's all. And what else have I been doing? I took some photographs this evening because after the rain was arriving there, the sun came out for a little while, and we had a lovely rainbow. We could see the start of it and the end of it. I didn't go chasing after it to see if I could find a pot of gold at the end. Although a pot of gold would be nice, but I think if it were a fool's errand. Because you know what I say, you never find the end of the rainbow, and if you do, well, all you find is leprechauns there and no pots of gold anyway, so what the hell. So there you go, I took some photographs of the rainbow, and I posted one of them up on one of the social networks. Can't remember which one I sent it to now. And I was using an app called Camera 360. And this Camera 360, what it does is it allows you to do a few sort of effects onto the photographs, and one of them was a HDR effect, which is great. I did think that there was a possibility that the camera that comes with the phone has some sort of HDR anyway, but I didn't really have time for taking it because I didn't want to miss the chance of getting the actual photograph. You know what happens if you do something like that, you start taking a photograph and you're fiddling with all the buttons and settings and whatever else. And by the time you're ready to take a photograph, it's all sort of gone and you might as well have been whistling in the wind. So I got the photograph and did some twiddling and fiddling with it with some effects, and I kind of got the idea that there was a rainbow there. This evening on the television, we've been watching a television programme in French with subtitles, and it's called The Returned. And it's really quite good. There's a whole sort of thing going on where there's murders happening on one end of things, and then there are people coming back from the dead from years past in another thing. I think the timescale on it is 4 years from when the one lot of kid dyings and killings happened or whatever else, and people are coming back from the dead. And it makes it a bit of a change to watch a French horror thriller. And as I say, this one's called The Returned, and the first of it was this evening on the telly, and it's going to be on again next week, and I'm going to be looking forward to it. And it'd be nice to be able to watch it without adverts in between, but it's on Channel 4, so you have to put up with that sort of thing. Anyway, this is Dave Allen, and I'll finish this little podcast now, and talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now, be good, and if you can't be good, be careful.